Alexander in Washington.
And now a star is born. On April 17th, 1959, the world welcomed little baby Sean Bean. The scene in the delivery room foreshadowed the most famous scene of this future actor's portrayal of Ned Stark on Game of Thrones.
Joffrey, would you like to chop off the umbilical cord?
Sean Bean, a star is born.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Looking for surplus or even new steel products? Look no further. At Southern Steel, they are your premier steel dealer to help you save big without compromising on quality. Come browse their vast inventory. From sturdy beams, pipe, and steel plates, Southern Steel has it all. Don't miss out on this opportunity to supercharge your projects while saving money. Visit Southern Steel today at 1295 North McDonough Street or on Facebook or call 240-2223. See you soon.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 68, equal housing lender.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken Tour. April 17th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Melissa Etheridge in concert. I'm Not Broken Tour.
To
Today is April 17th, blah, blah, blah day. So anyway, blah, 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 yada, 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 ding, dang, do, etc., etc., etc. Have a nice blah, blah, blah day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7, Jesse.
News. I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
The House has delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to the Senate. It's up to the Senate to decide whether there will be an impeachment trial. Jury selection making progress in the Trump criminal trial in New York. 7 jurors seated so far. Today is a day off for the court, with jury selection set to resume tomorrow. As Israel mulls its response to last weekend's attack by Iran, a call by Senator Tom Cotton for the U.S. and its allies to get serious about taking out Iranian-backed rebels operating out of Yemen. They've been attacking shipping in the Persian Gulf. Former Florida Governor and U.S. Senator Bob Graham has died. He was 87 years old. On Wall Street, stock futures pointing to a higher open this morning. The Dow futures are up 110 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 47. And the S&P futures 18 points higher. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your health care costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter, so I just keep what's still unchewed, and I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation. I don't care, I got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic, cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready. Refreshing herbal tea.
It is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up, hard news brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies at 8:09.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
We had 84 the last couple of days, and I think we're going to do it for a third time today. So that's a way above normal. You know, I mean, the normal would be in the upper 70s this time of the year. And we'll stay warm at least through Saturday, then a big drop after that. So for today, cloudy through tonight for the most part. There's a few breaks, but clouds will dominate. I think we'll be dry in this part of the state, although there will be showers on the radar, maybe even some stronger storms up in North Alabama. Low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, another dry, warm day with a high around 86, mostly cloudy. How about 87 on Friday with widely scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, both Friday and Saturday. Saturday's high in the mid-80s as well. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely on Sunday, but a lot cooler. Much of the nation is about to drop temperature-wise, with a high only around 70 by then. Right now, mostly cloudy. It's 64. at 810.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Well, that just vanished on me. How about that?
Huh.
It was there and then it was gone.
I wonder if I was supposed to talk.
I like bananas.
You like bananas?
Of course I love bananas. Yeah.
Why should I care?
Because it's National Banana Day.
No, bananas are delicious. Why is that our problem?
Do you know how many things you can make
from the banana?
So many things.
It's National Banana Day.
Banana peels are really slippery.
National Banana Day.
Happy National Banana Day.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Showtime.
It is at 11, News Talk 93.1 FM. Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny and Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
I think the most significant story in the primary runoff yesterday, Dick Brubaker, who received the most votes in the initial election, lost. There's a lot of things you can blame for that, low turnout and so forth, but I am not surprised. I predicted this. Caroline was the winner, and she, I believe, won for one reason. There was just too much evidence. This is Donald Trump country, whether you like it or not. And when some of those past comments came back after the first election, I really think that that worked against him.
Yeah.
In general, the amount of enthusiasm for this runoff was like almost negligible. Did you vote yesterday? Turnout was terrible.
It's the first election in maybe 30 years that I just couldn't get to. There's too many things were going on yesterday.
It was a run. I mean, I don't mean to dismiss it because it was a runoff.
Yeah,
I bet there wasn't many things.
I don't mean to dismiss that, but totally. I don't know if they were focusing their efforts in other parts of the state, because it's a pretty big district.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe, I don't know, but yeah.
Well, it's just incredibly rare that somebody who literally dominates, even though he didn't get 50%, dominates the first primary and then loses in a runoff to somebody that he had beat by a considerable margin.
Doesn't happen a lot.
No, it doesn't happen often, and that's why that is news. And I still think I would bet money on that particular theory. That was brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technologies, the best in the concrete pouring and design business. Tom Latham, he's the driving force behind Pennier. If you get to know Tom, if you call him at 284-9292, have him out to your house to talk about a new driveway, a patio, stamp concrete projects. I mean, this is a man whose brain you really want to pick because he is creative as all get out. They come up with ideas. They do things with concrete I did not know could be done. One of the reasons their reputation is so strong is because they are known for using top-notch materials, proper reinforcement, both width and length of any pour that they're going to do, and outcomes that last. It's an investment. And concrete is not something, well, I can get you a deal because my cousin does that as a sideline. Don't do that. Go with a place that, look, their pedigree is on display publicly on their Facebook page, Pennier and Concrete Technologies. Call Tom, have him out, talk about what you would like to do. And let the creativity go, because they can virtually do anything. Even built it into contoured landscaping for additional effect. Saw that at Larry Stevens' house, and it was literally breathtaking landscaping work. 284-9292 is the number. 284-9292 for Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. And again, look them up on Facebook. It's 8:15. What did we learn yesterday? 8:15 is the most stressful time of the day for the average person.
Luckily, it's only a minute long.
Yes. But there's a medication for it.
It's exactly 8:15 a.m., the most stressful time of the day. This meditation will help you get through the next 60 seconds. Take a deep breath in. Try not to think about your 9 o'clock meeting that's an hour drive away, or how your kids got on the school bus but left their backpacks at the end of the driveway. Now exhale and feel the stress flow out of you like the coffee you just spilled on your crisp white shirt. 30 seconds have already passed. You're halfway through the most stressful minute of your day. Look forward to the positive things in your life, like your vacation that's costing an arm and a leg. What brings you joy? Like your pets. Hopefully they don't barf on the carpet again this morning. There's only 10 more seconds. Ignore that. You can see who texted you in just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Congratulations. It's now 8:16 a.m. Go take on the day. But hurry, you're now an extra minute late.
By the way,
yes,
you timed that absolutely perfect. I mean, I was looking at the official time, and when she was giving that countdown.
Yeah, I've had a couple of hiccups this morning, but overall...
You're brilliant.
I've got a lot of reaction to the random fact about, is it the Alinary Canal?
Yes, it is. It is the...
if you missed it during random facts...
Elementary Canal.
The lipstick effect.
Yeah. The skin on your lips is the same skin that's on the other end.
Yeah, same one.
And I mentioned it's a good thing we only have to put lipstick on one, but you know what the shame of that is? The other one's already puckered.
Do you have many of those you've kissed in your life?
You mean kissed around?
Well, if you're kissing one end, it's the same skin as the other.
So, I thought this would be a good time to play.
Really, you thought this would be a good time?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game, quick.
I can't wait to hear what the game is.
Little kid or drunk adult.
Okay.
I once put lipstick on my butt. drunk adult.
Yeah, that one. You know, that would be funny if we could find one like that. This is the story. Listen to it, and you decide if this action was that of a precocious child or a drunk adult. Here is the story.
Okay. I was jumping on the bed and broke my coccyx.
Her what?
Her coccyx.
Yes.
Jumping on the bed, broke my coccyx.
I mean, this could...
It could be either.
All right, if you can't give us the right answer, spell coccyx. That's always a challenge.
Well, we get two callers, and then you've got...
That's what we need. Two callers right now at 272-9228. First caller gets to guess, little kid or drunk adult.
Who's this?
If the first caller is wrong, the second caller wins just for sitting there at 272-9228.
I'm 50-50 on this one.
272-9228. Yeah, I would imagine... I mean, that's a very hard mantras. We need one more caller. And I'm not, I'm really not in the mood to beg today. I'm not. So we'll just wait. Oh, there we go. That didn't take long.
News talk.
At 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. So let's bring on our first caller, who is Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Hi. Would you like me to play the story for you one more time?
Yeah, one more time, please.
All right, let's give it that forensic look.
I was jumping on the bed and broke my coccyx.
I don't think she pronounced it right either. She was jumping on the bed, broke her coccyx. What is... Is this a little kid or a drunk adult?
Couldn't go either way. I want to say little kid, but let's go drunk adult.
Let's go drunk adult on this one. Right. And if you're wrong, Darren is going to win the $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
I was a drunk adult. My bestie from childhood and I went on a trip somewhere between our junior and senior year to Mexico with a group of people we knew. And one night I had too many Patron shots and for whatever reason decided to act like I was 5 years old and started jumping on the bed and got too close to the edge. Slipped off, bounced off the corner, went flying across the room and landed right on my coccyx and broke it. I didn't know until we got back, but that was some serious pain. Nothing a few margaritas couldn't manage until we got back, though.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Wow. All right, so you're a winner.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Jimmy.
All right, Darren.
And Darren, we appreciate your call, but you're going to get an entry in the grand prize drawing for your efforts. We appreciate you.
Thanks, sir.
And we'll play again tomorrow, and you can try then. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Let's hit the traffic dungeon. There's a lot going on this morning.
Well, if you are headed into Montgomery this morning on I-65 southbound, just before the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook, Traffic is moving very slowly. We've scanned all the cams, not seeing an accident anywhere. Just a high volume of traffic, but it's going to be a slow cruise into Montgomery there this morning. We had the report of some wood in the road on 231 to Wetumpka. Please use caution there. We believe that somewhere around the River Bridge. I'm not able to see anything on the cams, but please use caution if you're there. Very busy all over Montgomery, including 85 southbound by Chantilly, which, by the way, we have construction going on there later tonight. Thanks, Waylon, for that update. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Trenum State will host on-campus registration today at the Patterson campus. Tomorrow, April 18th at the Trenum campus, 8 to 6 both days. Staff will be on hand to assist you. Enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Mike Murray from the Biscuits will be joining us a little bit this morning to talk some baseball. Did you see this? This is absolutely wonderful. It's a couple listening to Bohemian Rhapsody for the first time, and they have a camera on them to catch their reactions. That's cool. That's on my Facebook page. That Joe Biden thing, wow, 223 and 50 shares. We'll take that anytime. And yesterday, there's a lot of nostalgia websites in South Florida, and I turn up on those from time to time. And somebody sent me this picture yesterday, and all I wanted to do was send it to a couple of people so they could see it from the old days. Anyway, I accidentally sent it to Story. I don't know what that is on Facebook. What's the difference between the Story and your regular wall?
It's like a reel on...
Yeah, and it's only limited. It only lasts for like 24 hours.
Or yeah.
Oh, really?
The Stories, yeah.
Okay. It's what they call a reel on Instagram.
But I'm glad I made the mistake because I've had at least 36 replies from people in South Florida from that website that we're remembering, which is a nice Hallmark moment.
It does, yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah, that's. I thought that was the case. It is 22 minutes after 8. Here is Skipper back with more traffic than 18-19 minutes.
We remain busy all over the area. We still got a little bit of slow traffic, 65 southbound by the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook into Northern Boulevard this morning. Also, still a little bit busy on 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 lights, mostly moderate through downtown. Boulevards are busy. No major problems. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. At Thompson Tractor, your job matters. So come experience the commitment to customer service. They can provide the equipment, parts, service, and rentals you need to keep your machines performing. Visit Thompson Tractor or check them out on the website, thompsontractor.com. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
18-19 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville introduces a bill to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee that would require more transparency from the Department of Veterans Affairs regarding abortions. Back in 2022, the Biden administration announced that they would provide abortion services to veteran family members in the wake of some states prohibiting abortions after the Dobbs versus Jackson U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Tuberville's bill would require quarterly reports from the VA on the total number of abortions facilitated by that department, what method was used, and at what point this occurred in the gestation of the baby. Tuberville states that the 1992 Veterans Health Care Act makes it very clear that the VA is prohibited from providing abortions of any kind and that the Biden administration is twisting law into something other than what Congress intended. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Bay Minette man pleads guilty to bringing a loaded gun onto a plane. Montre Evans is being charged in federal court for felony possession of a firearm. Evans is prohibited from carrying a firearm due to a previous theft conviction in Baldwin County in 2012 and a drug conviction in 2014. Evans was found in possession of a pistol on an American Airlines flight from Mobile to Seattle back in August of 2022. And a new police chief for the town of Hartford has been officially sworn in. Pete Marcot was an investigator with the Geneva County Sheriff's Office before he took on this new role. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Get through!
groovy, get funky, let's go.
From all of us here at the Creighton's Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company, from the highest, most esteemed upper-level manglement like Rick Peters, the buttery one, to us morning show riffraff, may we wish you and your families a happy banana day.
I love bananas. I really
did. You know that the skin on the banana
is the same skin? Yes.
No. I did. There's an interesting fact about a banana, though, that I learned.
Go ahead, because I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, cool. You. It's okay. You don't need to be emotional. You're about to. Wow.
Wow, that was quite a sneeze. Bless you.
Did you throw your back out with that one?
No.
Jesus. So anyway, a banana, right?
Yes.
You peel a banana and it comes off, you know, it peels, right? Mm-hmm. So if you were to take your finger, whatever, doesn't matter, and start from the tip of the banana after it's peeled and push downward, The banana also splits like the peel does. Three different sections.
Is that right?
I've never done that. I don't have a banana handy to play with.
And I actually do.
You do?
Yes. You're
gonna this is going to be a demonstration.
Oh, my God. He's leaving the room, folks.
If only we were on TV like Joey Show. While he's fetching his banana.
I keep a banana on me at all times.
I thought you were just happy to see us.
I get them every week at Food Outlet. I always get at least two or three because there's no crap in the house. I have gotten rid of anything that...
I don't do candy. I don't do... there's no desserts around.
So if I get... And I don't have a sweet tooth. I have a sweet tusk. So if I get that going on, I'll get a banana.
Yeah, good deal. Bananas are good for... Hey, I wonder how long from when the banana was picked to when it shows up in the store. How about...
They all look beautiful when you... and I get mine at Food Outlet, like everything else. Mm-hmm. Why is it that when it goes inside your house, that's when it starts to... ripen up. What's different about the atmosphere of your house that accelerates that browning process?
I do not.
All right, Jay has the banana.
There's a banana.
All right, there's
by the way, you're supposed to peel those from the bottom, or will we?
Yeah, you peel from the bottom. Yeah, the bottom.
Really?
Yeah. This one might be a little soft.
So a firm banana is better for the what?
Okay.
Now, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try and go in the center here.
Yeah.
Stick your finger in there. I don't know where that finger's been.
He's going into these, probing the epicenter of the banana.
So, when you do that,
yeah,
you see how it splits?
Yeah.
Look at that, into three parts.
Parts.
Can I ask you a question?
Random bananas. What?
What difference does it make if you do that or don't?
Oh, absolutely none. It's just interesting.
I've never seen that before.
Into three different things here. So, yeah.
You know, and if you bite off a little more of those three different stalks that are showing, you can make a nice boutonniere out of that thing.
And so what is it? Potassium? What is it?
Potassium is the big deal in bananas.
Yeah.
I dropped some on the floor. I'm getting our vacuum.
Frisco likes bananas.
I'm not sure if he's a banana fan.
My little widget-headed, gizmo-faced, black-bearded, cat-headed thing, Mr. Thing, Mr. Gub, 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 Gub.
He is not a banana fan.
He is the fussiest dog that ever walked the planet.
None of it.
And he approaches things so tentatively.
I know, right? He will eat chicken in this room.
Yeah.
It is.
But not at home.
8:34. By the way, 29% of Americans will eat them when they're still green.
Okay. And we found out there's different types of bananas, right? On Random Facts?
There's Chiquitas.
No. I don't know brands. But I was wondering how long it's...
Del Monte.
Botanically, the banana is a berry because they grow from a flower with a single ovary.
Where do most bananas come from that we have in our stores?
I don't know, but I will say this. I'm assuming, you know, Latin American countries or islands.
Yeah.
But the price of bananas is the one item that has really changed very little through all this inflation.
Yeah.
They're still probably the best fresh fruit deal.
Did you list the Food Outlet price of them?
I believe last time I was in there was 50 cents.
Cents a pound.
Yeah. And that's actually down from the first time I was there. It was like 58. Now, would you answer another question?
I'll see if I can.
That thing, Why is it that when you put a banana peel in the trash, it so immediately develops fruit flies?
That I don't know.
Are there little larvae stuck in that skin that I am ready to hatch?
Okay, and by the way, here we go. The most bananas that are in our grocery stores are coming from Honduras, Costa Rica, you have to say Rica, and Panama, and Guatemala.
What about Nicaragua? We don't know about Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
835, and Jay.
Yes.
You're on.
Banana boy here. To tell you about Heirloom Jewelers.
I wonder if Troop likes bananas.
I think, I don't know a lot of people who don't, other than your dog. I don't know a lot of people who don't like bananas.
That's true.
So, yeah. Heirloom Jewelers I say they'll open up today, but they are open by appointment only. Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. And it's by appointment only. Not because, for the only reason, because it's just Troop Booth running the place.
Sometimes he sets it out.
Yeah, it's just him. And the reason he does that, the reason that it is just him, is because, man, you're dealing with the owner, the operator, the you're dealing with the guy. You're dealing with corporate, whatever the case may be. He is the final word with Heirloom Jewelers. And he would like to make sure that whenever you're dealing with them, that you're dealing with the final word at the store. He can make all those decisions without consulting with anyone because he knows his stuff. Now, they're located on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. That's over by Watchman Drive. They've been there since 1994. Troop's been running this place since 2015. His grandparents opened the store in 77. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America for these unique, one-of-a-kind estate pieces of jewelry. Now, they're also buying gold, which, again, gold just keeps going up. If you're looking to offload some gold, Troop wants to talk to you because he's going to pay top dollar for that gold. And if you want to turn that gold into trade credit there at the store, you're going to get even more back for that gold. So you can buy that other piece of jewelry. Then you can look to either keep that in the family. You can sell that. You can give that as a gift, whatever the case may be. 260-0066 is their phone number. 260-0066. But find them online at heirloomjewelers.com.
837.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Now I'm wondering if bananas could grow in this climate. Probably not. Huh?
I've seen banana trees?
Have you?
I think.
Is that right?
God, I swear to God, I thought my aunt had
Google them. Bananas in Alabama while I'm
No, you can grow a banana plant here. I had them.
Yeah. Right.
I just remembered that, yeah, cool. At the last house.
Another warm, dry day today. Good day for growing bananas, I guess. 84 is the high today. Cloudy, should be dry in this part of the state, but there will be showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms in the northern part of the state as a front approaches. But that front is weakening as it heads south. Low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, another dry, warm day. High, 86, mostly cloudy. Widely scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm returning to the forecast by Friday and Saturday. Very warm Friday, 87. Then 84 on Saturday. But it turns much cooler after that. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Sunday, but high temperature only up to barely 70. Right now, this morning, it's mostly cloudy. It's 63 at 839.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Well, we are still looking good around the area. Save one little spot, Atlanta Highway, right near Brown Springs Road. That's the 6700 block. Got the report of a minor accident there. Still a bit busy on 65 southbound into Montgomery, 231 out of Wetumpka. Still a good bit of traffic there. The boulevards are busy. No other problems we're aware of at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, share experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Taking on large commercial landscapes,
Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut. With our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I think for the first time since we've been doing the Rocket Scientist, our Rocket Scientist is NASA.
Oh, how about that?
You may recall the story last week. It was believed that a home in Naples, Florida, where nothing happens. I mean, Naples is about as sleepy as a city can be.
Right.
That we quiet.
More like Naples.
Yeah, very good. See what he did there? Because he took the... Anyway, now they have confirmed that homeowner Alejandro Otero was, in fact, shaken up by falling space debris. The object was a metal support used to mount batteries. It was jettisoned from the space station in March of 2021.
Wow.
And they thought it would burn up in the atmosphere before it could hit anything on ground, but that was not the case.
Odds.
And it did a lot of damage.
Does insurance cover that?
I would imagine. I mean, it's hardly his fault. And I would think, since our government loves to piss away money on things that it doesn't need to piss away money on,
right,
that they would at least fork up a few bucks to take care of this guy's repairs.
I would hope so.
Anyway, that's just a confirmation on a story that we first talked about a week ago here on News Talk. Brought to you by Mark and Vicky at Applied Security. Two great people with four decades of experience in securing homes, businesses, and properties. And one of the great things and advantages about them is that you'll save money. They're not a national company. They're local. They've been protecting us here at Bluewater for 20 years. Their systems are easy to work with and very, very effective. And monthly monitoring starts under $30. So whether it's home, business, or property, reach out to 279-8338. 279-8338. Local's always better, and Mark and Vicky are as local as it gets. For Applied Security, their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. It is Wednesday and throughout the Biscuits baseball season, and they are off to a great start. We have Mike Murphy, the general manager of the Biscuits, joining us here in the studio. We were watching your performance on the field over the weekend. Good work. You are...
My performance or the team's performance?
Well, I got to tell you, some of the baseball I saw this weekend on the Pensacola side was pathetic. It was like Little League. They couldn't catch it. They couldn't throw it. They just kept fumbling and bumbling in the Biscuits. This guy, Seymour.
Mm-hmm. Bob Seymour, our first baseman.
Is he a journeyman or is he a prospect?
He's a prospect. Yeah.
He hit the hardest, longest drive I have seen at that ballpark since I've been going to games. That thing, it was a foul ball.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the one that almost hit the white building out in right field.
Exactly.
It was slightly foul, yeah.
I would love to know how far that went, because that was easily the loudest ball I've ever heard hit at the ballpark. And too bad it just didn't move a few inches to the left, because that was just a mammoth shot.
What's the difference between a prospect and a journeyman?
Pretty much all of our guys are prospects. Normally, it's kind of a different, it's a little bit different era. Now, most of the time, guys that are in AAA have kind of bounced around from team to team, and that the term is more like journeyman. Like, you know, hey, they're just kind of sticking around. They're not quite, long-term big league players, but they're also, quality enough players to still be going and still give the effort and keep that career going, and they can stick and be bouncing back and forth between AAA and the big leagues.
And a good number of them are in the show long enough to collect a pension.
Yeah,
and they're good for teams to have, because if they have a couple of guys get hurt, they can reach down at least know somebody with major league experience.
Absolutely.
Is there. The reason I asked if he was a journeyman is because
this is huge. Yeah, he's a big guy,
and I'm glad to hear he's a prospect.
Yeah, no, he got called up in probably August of last year. He was with us for about a month, and showed some flashes of that. And then the first week or so of the season so far, he's kind of showed why he's moving up the ranks in the Rays system as a first baseman.
I've been to a lot of that. Really impressed me.
Yeah.
And the Biscuits look good. What's their record now?
Right now we are 6-3.
6-3. All right.
Maybe 6-4. Lost last night.
Yeah, walk-off thriller in the 11th inning in Tennessee last night.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Biscuits lost. They lost that, yeah.
Oh, I thought they won it. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, we came back and tied it a couple times, took the lead a couple times, and then lost.
I read that wrong.
So, but they'll be back in town next week. What are some of the things you guys got planned?
Yeah, so starting off Tuesday, we'll have our Autism Awareness Night at the ballpark on Tuesday the 23rd. It's a night where we'll kind of, lower the volume a little bit, tone down the video board a little bit, make it a little bit more autism-friendly at the ballpark, and work with the Easter Seals on that to make it more accommodating for all of our fans that are coming out. On Wednesday, it is one of the 11 a.m. school days, so if you want to, skip out of work a little bit early, come to the ballpark for lunch, and don't go back. I'll be there. I'm going to be skipping out on work and be at the ballpark at 11 a.m. So it'll be a fun time.
My stepson went to one of those, loved it, and got an autograph from one of the Biscuits.
Yeah.
And a guy that he was my favorite player for a long time, made it to the majors. I rooted for him there. And he now manages the Cleveland Indians, Stephen Vogt.
Okay.
The Cleveland
Great
Indians.
Guy.
Yeah,
we still have that autographed baseball.
I still say Indians every once in a while, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well.
But then next week on Thursday, we'll have our typical Thirsty Thursday t-shirt giveaway. I forget what next Thursday's T-shirt is. Good thing we have this handy-dandy calendar right here.
We're keeping it right with us.
Oh, yeah, it's college night. Next Thursday's college night. Yeah, see, I've had a really long week. My brain's not working right. But, yeah, no, college night next week. So we're working, kind of doing a college clash between all the local universities in the River Region, trying to see who can have the most students out. We're going to have the students compete in different contests throughout the night. And then we have a little trophy made for them. On Friday, that retro jersey that the team's been wearing every Friday that has the blue sleeves on it, you get a chance to take one home for yourself. We'll have a jersey giveaway on Friday and Sunday for the kids. So Friday, first 1,000 fans, 14 and over, or 15 and over. Saturday, on Sunday, it'll be for 500 kids. And then Saturday is going to be Star Wars night with a Max fireworks show.
That's always a
Star
big
Wars
deal.
Jersey auction benefiting Max for kids.
Yeah. Every year, that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's always fun. I'm not a huge Star Wars guy, so I always kind of lean on the folks in our office to tell me, like, okay, which one is that? But I believe it's
episode... You're more of a Trekkie?
No. Okay. I'm not good at the long series things. I'm good, like, one movie at a time. Like, you know, like I know what Batman is. I know that
okay.
one. Like, you know, I'm not good at following storylines. I think that's
it. Hey, I bet you got comic book night coming up.
Probably, anyway, so. Yeah, we do have one of those. But yeah, no, so it's, what is it, episode one, but whatever Star Wars is celebrating its 25th anniversary,
yeah,
that's what the jersey
four is. The,
that's what the jersey is.
That's so. The first one.
Yeah, I think so.
Great description right there, really selling it. Trust me, it's awesome.
Don't worry, Star Wars fans will be there for it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, we'll have Star Wars. We will have the costume characters that'll be at the ballpark. I think we're scheduled to have about 20 of them. So it's always a fun night.
Lightsaber bats.
Yeah, of course. Post game Max fireworks. Yeah, the players, they're not going to use real bats that day. It's just lightsabers. We're going to cut baseballs in half. Yeah. I don't think Major League Baseball would appreciate that.
No problem.
Seems like a safety
out there at the park.
But yeah, no, so starting next Tuesday, it's 12 games in 13 days at home. So it'll be a long stretch where you get a chance to come and catch the biscuits here in late April, early May.
We've had some good weather. Has the crowd been...
Yeah, we've had... Yeah, other than, you know, obviously that last Wednesday we had to cancel the game, but other than that, our crowds have been tremendous. And
but that was good for the doubleheader on Saturday because of the crawfish boil.
Absolutely. The folks for the crawfish boil, they were getting in at 3 o'clock anyway to start the crawfish boil, so we might as well start the game a little bit early for them. So.
Some of the new food additions are awesome, too.
Good.
What's the hot dog with the, is it coleslaw? Somebody recommended that to me.
Okay.
But the sausage dog is awesome.
Yeah.
At the big food counter. Now, it was great to be back at the ballpark, and I hope people will make arrangements to get out there and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, 12 games coming up in the next 13 days, starting next Tuesday.
I'm sorry, you just mentioned it. When is the next school day?
So we have two back-to-back. So next Wednesday, and then Wednesday, May 1st as well. So
okay. Right.
two Wednesdays in a row that we'll have those morning games. Mm-hmm. Those are the only two that we'll have all year.
What time do they start?
11 a.m. Gates will open at 10.
Wow. There we go, straight from here.
Yeah,
watch some baseball.
That's really cool.
I did that last year.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot. Biscuitsbaseball.com to buy tickets and find out more about upcoming promotions. Mike, thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to seeing you guys next week.
853.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey folks, it's Lou Taylor from your local Goodwill. I know April means spring cleaning, so I want to remind you all the stuff you no longer want around your house? Yeah, we don't want it either. You should see what people bring us. Used batteries, my best friend's wedding on DVD, a single shoe. The other day we got a rusty harmonica, which let me play the blues as I sorted through ice trays. Oh, and thanks to whoever donated the half-empty lighter. They let me set everything else you left us on fire. For the last time, people, it's a donation bin, not a dumpster.
It is 8:58 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Strike while the iron's hot. I mentioned just a couple of days ago that Jack Ingram Select Used Cars had five vehicles available, some well under $10,000, and now there's just one left. So if you're looking for, let's say you have a new driver, somebody going off to college in the near future, you want to find them a vehicle that will deliver reliable driving miles, some fuel efficiency, all the safety features you could want. And perhaps no car overall fits that definition better than the Volkswagen Jetta. That was the first car we got for Janelle for precisely those reasons, because if a mistake is made, and it did happen, you want to make sure they have maximum protection from other drivers, and a car that's not going to teach them how to dial AAA in the middle of a crisis. They still have one Jetta left, a 2013, fully vetted, warrantied, roadside assistance protection, and more at jackingramselect.com. 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. Remember, jackingramselect.com to shop,